好，我们再一起去祷告。
May we have a word of prayer? Lord, continue we bow before you.
仰望你的怜悯和恩典继续与我们同在。
We ask for your pity and grace to be with us.
主，求你继续体谅我们不过是那个尘土。
And also you and also you know that we are just dirt.
求主你自己亲自对我们说话。
Lord, when you speak to us yourself.
我们谢谢主。
And we thank you, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督圣
名。And our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们谢谢主，让我们能够再一次在饼类前面来纪念他。
I give thanks to our Lord that we can gather before Him again.
我们也感谢主，我们有朋友们跟我们一起能够敬拜这位爱我们的主。
And we also want to thank our Lord that we have friends to worship our Lord together with us.
他是那位又真又活的主。
And He is the true Lord.
所以我们在这里就是一起见证他是那位又真又活的主。
So here we testify He is the true and living Lord.
在我们宝贵过饼的聚会。
And we truly treasure the time we have Lord's table.
如果主没有用他的儿子。钉在那十字架上，因为宝血，我们没有一个人有这个机会能够认识他。
If our God did not use His Son to crucify His Son on the cross, then we don't have this opportunity to be close and to use Him.
我们也是在一个把握跟确据，有那么一天，我们永远要和他在一起。
And we truly have this proof that we will be with Him eternally.
我们就更多能够把我们感谢的赞美归给他。
So more and more we can give Him our praises and thanksgiving. And the hymn which you sang this morning was written by our brother A.B. Simpson.
中文叫他宣信弟兄。
That's the Chinese translation for his name.
他写了900多首诗歌。
And he wrote over 900, he wrote over 900 hymns in his lifetime.
在他诗歌里面有一个中心，就是我们的主耶稣基督是那个中心。
And the center of all his hymns is the center of all his hymns is the Lord Jesus is the center of our life.
在他14岁的时候，曾经一次在生病里面，医生跟他说他不能够再继续读书。
And when he was 14 years old, the doctor told him that he won't be able to continue his education.
因为他的身体一直非常的不好。
Because he suffered from great illness.
所以那天晚上他都不能睡觉，他看着那时钟一分一秒的过去。
So that night he sat on his bed and watched the clock, watched the time goes by.
他非常软弱，他也非常的害怕。
And he was weak, and also he was very afraid.
突然在他心里面有那么一句话，是他曾经在他们教会的牧师的桌子上看到的一句话。
And suddenly, there was a paragraph came to his heart. It is something that he saw on his pastor's table earlier.
他说：“你们能够做的最好的一件事情，就是相信了耶稣基督。
”And the best thing you can do in your life is to believe Lord Jesus Christ.
没有，如果没有这一件事情，所有的祷告、眼泪、所有的行为都是没有用。
If not for this one thing, that all your behavior, prayers, and tears, and every promise you made is in vain.
所以相信主耶稣基督就是照他的话所做去做。
Therefore, believe the Lord Jesus Christ.Is to believe what is believe him and his words.
但是说神光照他，他就立刻跪下来。
And the light shined on him, and he kneeled down right away.
他说：“你知道我这么长的时间如何迫切的祷告。
”He said, "For such a long time, I prayed to you earnestly."
现在我真心到你面前。
And now I came before you.
因为相信你已经接受我，拯救了我。
Because I know you already saved me and accept me.
所以 他也相信主耶稣赦免了他的罪。
And also he also believed the Lord has forgiven his sins.
所以他就有那得救的把握。
So he has this, conviction that he was saved.
他的病也得了医治。
And also his illness was healed.
他身体一直非常的不好。
And although his body was always his physical was always being weak.
17岁的时候，他就开始为主做话语的执事。
And when he was 17, he started to speak for the Lord.
21岁的时候，他就开始全时间的服侍。
And at age 21, he started to serve our Lord full time.
他非常的软弱。
And although he was weak,
所以主的能力让他一直能够活着。
But the Lord's power sustains his life.
有一次他出去做工的时候，在船上他又发高烧。
And one time he went out for missionary, and on the boat he suffered a high fever.
所以弟兄们都非常的烦恼，非常的忧愁，在围绕在旁边为他祷告。
So all the brothers served with him are very worried, and so surround him with prayers.
所以他们也问他说：“你们要？”他说：“我们能够为你做什么？”
And also they asked him, "What can we do for you?"
宣信弟兄他就很幽默的说。你们问我能够做最好的事情，就是跟我说晚安，然后把我交在主的手中。
And our brother system is very humorous. And he told the rest of our brothers, the best thing you can do is to say good night and also give me unto the Lord's hands.
这弟兄们就听了他的话就出去。
Therefore, brothers listened to his word and went out.
第二天，他就看他又身体又好起来。
And the second morning, and he was recovered, and got up.
今天我们在世上的生活，我们时常每天都在变动。
And there are so many tribulations. There's so many changes in our life.
但我们感谢主，他永远不改变。
But thanks to our Lord that He never changes.
我想在我们生活里面，我们就在我们一生的生活，就是一个信心的生活。
And throughout life, it is a life of faith.
在我们没有信主以前，我们就相信我们的自己。
And before we believe our Lord, we believe in ourselves.
但是当我们信主以后，我们认识了这位创造宇宙万物的主的时候，我们的信心就抛锚在他的身上。
And after we believe in our Lord, and we anchor onto our Lord Himself.
我想过去当我们从不同的地方来到美国的时候，我们坐飞机。我们就相信，当我们上飞机的时候，这个飞机会把我们带到我们所要去的地方。
And once upon a time, when we came to the U.S., we bought a plane, and we believe this plane will take us to our destination.
这是一个信心。
And this is a faith.
但是我们的信心寄望在那个飞机的驾驶员或者公司。
But our faith still depends on the pilot and also the airlines.
但是今天，当我们信主以后，我们知道我们在我们身上发生的一切的事情。都是我们的主在那里做引导和带领和管制。
And today, after we believe in our Lord, we believe everything that we do is managed and anchored and guided by our Lord.
所以我们上飞机的时候，再也不是信靠、相信那个飞机会到带去，乃是因为我们知道我们的主在用我们的手拖着那个飞机。带我们到我们所要去的地方。
And therefore now we board the planes, we don't depend on the pilot or the airlines anymore. We believe it's the Lord who will guide us to our destinations.
在提摩太前后书里面，他有28次提到了信心。
In the first and second Timothy's, the word faith was mentioned 28 times.
信心不单是信心，它更和我们的爱心、和我们的良心、清洁的心。是合在一起。
And faith is not faith alone; it also relates to the love and our pure heart.
所以在提摩太前后书里面常常提醒我们，我们来在信心和爱心中能够坚固起来。
And also in the first and second Timothy, it also reminds us in love and the truth and the faith that we can also be strengthened. Also, we can be strengthened.
那今天我们在世上有劳苦，有努力。
And in this world, there's a lot of hardships, and we work hard for them.
所以在提摩太前书四章八到十节说
，In the First Timothy chapter four, from verse 8 to verse 10,
他说操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔、 凡事都有益处，因有今生和来世的应许，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万能的救主，更是信徒的救主。
And starting from verse 8 it says, for bodily discipline is only for little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promises for the present life and also for life to come. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance, for it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers.
弟兄姐妹，我们劳苦努力是为了什么？
And brothers and sisters, what do we do the work for?
我们乃是有那今生和来生的应许。
It is for this life and the life to come.
这告诉我们要不要过一个敬虔的生活。
And it tells us that we have to live a righteous life.
我想江弟兄曾经跟我们有一些鼓励，就是敬虔乃是那有那个像神的生活。
And our brother Kwan has encouraged us that to live a Lord's life is to have a life that according to him, that looks like him.
所以我们劳苦努力就是为着要有一个敬虔像神的生活。
So for all the work we do is to have this life that's to behave to be like him.
所以我们就有一个有主的见证。
Therefore, we have a testimony of our Lord.
而我们的指望乃是在于那位永生的神。
And our hope is all on this eternal God.
他是万能的救主，更是那信徒的救主。
And he is the Lord that's capable of everything, and also he is the Lord that has all powers.
所以我今天想在这里跟大家交通一下，我们在神的家中应该怎么做，怎么行。
And here I'd like to share with brothers and sisters what shall we do in his temple.
我想在提摩太前书十四章十五第三章十四到十五节，他这样子说：我指望保罗对提摩太说，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
And in the First Timothy chapter 3, from verse 14, it says, I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long. But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the support of the truth.
似乎今天神也在对我们说，他今天单言，好像他在单言，虽然他在等待着，他要再来。
It looks like it feels like he was delayed, that he's yet to come.
当我们准备好的时候，他自然就会来接我。
And whenever we're ready, he will come and pick us up.
在他还没有来以前，我们在神的家中当怎样行呢
？But before he comes, what's our behavior supposed to be in his house?
所以我想这些在。跟弟兄们交通一下关于在圣经中这样子的教训。
Therefore, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters some teaching I learned from the Bible.
所以这里讲到神的家。
And here mentioned about his house.
有时候我们在说，我们都是在神的家中。
And often, many times we say we are in his house, we are in his temple.
所以教会是变成是我们弟兄姐妹的家。
So the church, the church becomes a house for each one of us.
我想这句话是对的。
And this statement is true.
是的，这里是我们的家。
Yes, it is our home.
但是这乃是因着这是神的家，所以才是我们的家。
And it is a result from because it's God's house, therefore it's our home.
如果这只是我们的家，不是神的家，神失去那做主做王的地位的话，这也不过就是我们的家而已。
But if it's our home but not God's house,And the Lord lost the ability to rule, and it is just merely our home.
如果我们只是要为着我们自己的需要，这也不过就是我们弟兄姐妹的家而已。
If we just do everything according to our own needs, and this is merely our brother and sister's home.
当我们讲到我们需要的时候，我们都非常的关心。
But whenever we mention our own needs, that we pay special cares.
但是常常我们忘记了这是神的家。
But we oftentimes forget it is also God's home.
神有他的需要。
And God has His own needs.
神有他的安排。
And the Lord has His own arrangement.
神有他的时间。
And the Lord has His own time.
并不在于我们。
It does not depend on us.
只有他能够。 在这里, 只有神在这里能够得到他自己的安息的地方, 这里才是他的家。
And only a place where he can find his own rest, and this becomes his home.
如果神得不着安息, 我们弟兄姐妹, 我们在他的身体里面, 也得不着安息。
If the Lord cannot find his own peace and rest, then we cannot find a peace and rest in his home as well.
所以提醒我们这是在神的家中。
And brothers and sisters, it reminds us that this is God's home.
神是不是居住在这边?
And does our Lord live here?
神是不是在这里得着安息?
And does our Lord here receive His own peace?
如果是, 他就是他的家。
And if yes, and this is His home.
所以在教会, 永生神的教会,
so in the church of eternal God.
所以这并不是一个机构, 不是一个人所安排的事情。
And this is not just an organization, it is not just something that the human being put up together.
我们乃是一起在一起, 在神的带领里面, 在神的旨意里面, 一起的聚集。
And here we gather together according to his guidance and according to his will.
一起长大。
That we grew up together.
乃是有神的生命。
That here we have his life.
这是一个生命的有机体。
And it is the organization that has his life.
就好像那个，然后我们那yogurt一样，就吃那个yogurt，软，叫什么？酸奶。
It's just like yogurt we eat in the morning.
这种酸奶是一个有机体，它会它是有生命在里面的。
And the yogurt, there's life. And it is alive. It is alive.
这不是人可以安排，人可以组织的。
And man cannot make this life come to form.
所以教会乃是神的家，乃是那个不能够为不能依着人的管理或者组织来成就的。
And the church is our God's home. It cannot be arranged based on man's behavior or man's way.
所以在希伯来书三章六节里面，
and in Hebrew, in the book of Hebrew, chapter 3, verse 6,
他说，基督是神的儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，就是他的家。
And he says, but Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope. Firm until the end.
所以这里讲到我们就是神的家。
And here talks about we are his house.
神要住在我们中间。
That he is going to live among us.
每一个人的里面。
Like in each one of us.
但是并不是就是我们是神的家, 这是对的。
But it didn't say that we are his house, although it sounds right.
因为他还是有一个条件。
Because there's a condition attached to it.
他说我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底的时候，
it says if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
我们就是他的家。
That we become his house.
所以我想这是一个也是一个警惕，也是一个提醒，它也是一个盼望。
And it is not only a warning, but a reminder, but only a hope.
我们每一个人都有那可夸的盼望。
That every one of us has this hope that can be boastful.
我们也有那个确据。
That we have this confidence and faith as well.
所以我们就有那个胆量说我们是他的家。
Therefore we have this boldness that this is God's house.
不但如此，我们还要坚持到底。 我们要知道，要确信，要把握住。
But not only this, we are determined to hold firm to the end.
我们就知道我们是他的家。
And therefore, we know that this is his house.
所以讲到神的家是那永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
And here it says, the Lord's house is his,
真理。
Oh, the Lord's house is his, the pillar of the truth and also the foundation.
真理，主就是那个真理。
And here the Lord is the truth.
主也是那个，神的话也是那个真理。
And God's word is the truth.
当主在钉十字架之前，他说他就是为着真理而生，也是为真理做见证。
And before he was crucified on the cross, he told us that he was born out of the truth, and also he's the testimony of the truth.
真理的柱石就是那个柱子。
And a pillar of truth is,
好像我们现在有这边的柱子。
And as you can see around you, there are pillars in the sanctuary.
似乎就好像是那个见证。
It is, if it represents a testimony.
显于外面的
，that appeared outside，
根基乃是那个隐藏的
，and the foundation is hidden。
我想根基是比柱石还重要
，and the foundation， I think the foundation is more important than the pillars。
当然有根基，自然应该要有柱石，能够成为主的见证。
And of course， when you have foundations， you have pillars that become his testimonies。
但是如果没有根基，那个柱石也没有办法成为见证。
But if there's no foundation, although you have pillars, it cannot be testimonies.
像我们现在看，似乎这个建筑物似乎有很美丽。
And the as you can tell that this building is the structure is very beautiful.
但是当我们看根基的时候
，But when we look under the when we look in the foundations.
当我们有时候在下大雨的时候，我们楼下地下室会淹水，会进水。
And oftentimes when we have the storms and the basement will be flooded.
并不是雨打进去了，乃是那个雨水从旁边的根基那里就渗进来。
And it's not that the rain came to our basement, it is through the leak from the foundations.
所以这么多年来，常常有的时候我们就是时常必须要为着这个建筑物祷告。
So over that many over the past many years that we oftentimes need to pray for this building.
如果主不保守
，and if the Lord did not bless.
如果我们失去那个根基
，and if we lose this foundation.
所有的也不过是外表而已。
And everything that we have is just appearance.
而根基是这么的困难，这么的需要坚固。
But the foundation is so difficult. It so need to be strengthened.
就好像我们这个进水的问题一直似乎不知道怎么解决，很困难。
It's just like for the past few years, we don't know how to solve this problem of leakness.
而根基的好坏在什么平常显现不出来。
But the problem of foundations that you really cannot tell during normal days.
只有神借着环境，借着风和雨。我们才可以看见我们的根基有多稳固。
And only God will use the environment, use the wind and use the rain that we can tell how strong our foundation is.
所以神的教会乃是在真理的柱石和根基，是那个见证，也是那个维持根基的一个神所要用的器皿。
So the God's church is this foundation, is the pillar, and also this testimony that the foundation is solid.
所以主实在是我们的头，是我们的王。也是我们的父亲，他提供我们的一切。
And the Lord is our head, is our king, and also He's our Father who provides us all.
所以当人到我们中间的时候，他们要真正的见证，乃是他们知道神在我们中间。
So when men come to us, if they want a testimony, they can tell that the Lord is truly among us.
这就是神的家，神的见证，神的教会。
And it is God's house, and it is church.And his testimony.
所以我们在神的家中当怎样行呢
？So how shall we behave in his house？
在第二章第一节，他说：“我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前。”可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神与人中间只有一位中保。
And in the 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, first of all, then I urge that in entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead in tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
所以第一, 要为万人祷告,
so first, for first of all, you need to be petitioned for all men.
如此我们可以尽全的度日,
that you can live righteously.
也就是我们要活出那个像神的生活,
that you can live like Lord, you can live like God, you can live like our God.
所以神在这个世界上可以恢复他原来要的样式.
That in this world he can transform, he can make this this world to his according to his likeness.
所以第四节他说他愿意万人得救明白真道.
And verse 4 he says, who desires all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
主实在是爱我们每一个人.
And the Lord truly loves each one of us.
还愿意万人得救.
That he wants everyone to be saved.
这也是因为我们要传福音的原因.
And this is also a reason why we want to spread gospel.
但是传福音的根基乃是在于我们有一个敬虔的生活.
But this foundation of gospel, of our spread gospel, is we have a righteous life.
不单如此, 他更要我们明白真道.
And not only this, that we have to understand truth.
这个明白这个字, 实际上在以弗所书, 他们就好像以弗所书1章17节里面说,
and this word come to knowledge or understand, it's just like the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
17.
I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 17.
Chapter 1:17.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17.
好，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。 将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That he says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and a revelation in the knowledge of him.
也在以弗所书4章13节，他说：“只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。”
And also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of our Christ.
所以我们要真知道他，就是明白真道，就是要真知道、真认识我们这位主。
Therefore, for us to know the truth, that we need to know our Lord completely.
所以求主将那个 赐人智慧和启示的灵，就是求主将圣灵赏给我们，
and we ask
使我们真知道他。
And we ask the Lord to provide to give us this Holy Spirit so that we can truly know Him.
当我们真是能够明白真道，认识神的儿子的时候，我们就可以在真道上同归于一。
That when we know the truth, that we know He's the, we know the Christ Himself, that we can be with Him, we can be with Him in one truth.
满有基督长成的身量,
that we can have his whole, we can have his own, his body.
所以我们每一个人看起来都像基督,
and then we, each one of us will look like him.
就像神一样,
it's also we will be look like God.
整个教会, 整个聚会也是满有基督的身量, 就每个整个聚会看见, 人看见也是看见的基督。
The entire gathering, the entire worship is also be like him. So that the gathering is full of his Holy Spirit.
所以这个神所愿意的，让我们不但万人得救，更要我们明白真道。
So what he is willing is not only to be saved, it's everyone to be saved, but to have a full knowledge of his truth.
所以第一, 那个祷告乃在神的旨意里面的祷告。
So first of all, when we pray, that we want to pray in our Lord.
再接着在第八节，二章八节，他说：“我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。”
And also in the 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, It says, therefore I want a man in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissensions.
这是指到男人,
and he talks about man.
当然就包括我们的弟兄,
it talks about our brothers.
虽然在有一些译本里面, 虽然他是好像看起来应该是, 我愿男人, 随处祷告, 这个祷告是不在争论里面, 不在那个疑惑里面, 而且在随时, 随地, 都可以举起那圣洁的手祷告。
In some translations, it talks about, I want men to pray everywhere, at every time, with no dissensions, with no arguments, without wrath, but at any given time, lift your hands and pray.
自然这就跟我们那个清洁的良心、无愧的信心。 无愧的良心跟无愧的信心有关。
And it talks about our pure, and it relates to our pure heart, and talks about the heart that can, and talks about the pureness that we can be boast about.
我想这是对我们弟兄的要提醒。
And I think it's a good reminder for brothers.
到第九节他说，又愿你女人廉耻自守，以圣洁衣裳为装饰，我就不念下面了。
And in verse 9, it talks about, likewise, I want women to adorn themselves with proper clothing, modestly and discreetly. And I won't continue the reading.
第十节他说, 只要有善行, 这才与, 自称是敬神的人的女人,
and also in verse 10 says, but rather by means of good works, as is proper for women make a claim to godliness.
神要的是一位敬虔的女人，当然神要每一个人敬虔，但是这里指到女人是讲到敬虔的女人。And
what our Lord wants is a godly woman,
或者说敬畏的女人，or
or someone who a woman who is godly.
神造男人是用土造的，泥土造的。And
God created man from the dirt.
神造女人乃是用亚当的血和肉造的。And
God created woman from Adam's blood and meat.
所以我想,
and flesh.
我们都可以感觉出来女人这么的细致，这么的美丽。And
and we can all tell that women are so meticulous, are so beautiful.
然后也有人说，当女人成为母亲的时候，她的毅力，她能够承担的耐力。
And we oftentimes can tell when women become mothers, and the things that they are able to endure are much more than their husbands or the father. And I see a lot of brothers nodding their hands, they're nodding their heads.
我们是在感谢我们的姐妹的劳苦。
And we truly want to give thanks to our wives and the sisters.
如果家里面有一个女人，她在生气的时候，这个家就很难，气氛就很不好。And
if a woman in the house is upsetting, and then the atmosphere of the entire house is not proper.
所以，我们真的也谢谢姐妹的辛苦。So
here I really want truly thanks our sisters for their hard works.
所以有的时候就在一个家中，女人是这么重要的时候，所以有的时候这女人就非常的强势，甚至于高过了弟兄。And
since women's women are superior, so but oftentimes so in brother and sister's house that the woman can be a very strong-handed.
所以有时候我们男人比较笨啊，又不仔细，所以神叫我们男人要学那个爱妻子的功课啊。
But because since the men brothers or the men are not as careful, so the Lord wants us to learn this lesson.
但是神在要我们弟兄或女人学那个顺服的功课。
But the Lord wants our sisters, want a woman to learn this lesson of obedience.
所以在十一节，他有说女人要沉浸学道，一昧的顺服。
So in verse 11 says a woman must quietly receive instructions with entire submissiveness.
它这个中文的翻译好像会起一些的争执啊。
And this seems some it seems very ambiguous from the Chinese translation.
就好像在一个译本里面来说, 女人要学习, 要学习, 然后这个学习是在那个安静之中, 也是在那个完全的顺服的之中。
And some translation says a woman must obey and one needs to obey
all submission.
And obey in all submission.
所以他在以妹这个翻译可能不是这么适合，会起争论。
And this all submission in the translations sometimes cause some discussions.
所以学习安静。 学习顺服，我想是这里提到，是我们做姐妹或者做女人应该要学习。
And here it mentions two main criterions, quietly and entire submissiveness.
我想要提,
it is something that a woman needs to learn.
提一下何寿恩姐妹或者何寿恩教师。
And here I want to talk about our brother Margaret Barber.
在18世纪或19世纪，在18世纪的时候，有许多的西教士、西国教士到了中国。
And in the late 19th century and early 20th century, that there are a lot of Western missionaries came to China to preach.
所以基督的教导到了中国有到至今有190几年。
So the gospel has been spread in China for the past 190 some years.
所以当时在中国有那个属灵的复兴，所以大家对于认识耶稣基督、认识这位神有一个复兴的一个工作，神在做的工作。
And at the time there was a spiritual revelation that a lot of brothers and sisters that the God was doing great work at the time.
何寿恩姐妹她就是在那个时候。 他就到了中国服侍,
and our sister Barbara, they came to China around that time as.
包括尼弟兄他自己都在说, 有时候他对他好像有点期望和责备说, 你的生命这么美丽, 读经是这么的明亮, 为什么不出去传道, 要守在那个穷乡僻壤, 待在那个福州。
And oftentimes, even our brother Watchman Nee, he criticized our sister that your life is so beautiful that when you read the scriptures that you are so enlightened, why don't you go out and preach but instead of stay here all the time? But we know that he was praying for China this entire time.
所以他就好像那个种子就种在那个福州那个小的地方。
It's like the seed was planted in this small province of Fuzhou.
但许多的弟兄，包括尼弟兄，从他的身上得到了许多的帮助。
But a lot of brothers at the time, even including our brother Ni, that received much from our sister.
尼弟兄也常说，他说，当他和寿恩姐妹在一起的时候，就感觉到神在那里。
That he mentioned to us in his preach that when he was with our sister, he felt the Lord is there with him.
但是他非常的 安静，他不愿意张扬。
But he was very quiet and he didn't want to talk about it.
所以我们所知道的许多事情都是尼弟兄他在讲道、在交通的时候稍微可以知道的一点的事情。
So a lot of things we know about his sister was all from our brother Ni's sermons and preach and from his conversations.
许多是尼弟兄都觉得他应该在服事上能够有更大的工作。
And oftentimes our brother watch or our brother knee feels that our sister can do even greater work.
但是这位姐妹,
but our sister is always only in a very small in a small role in the entire missionary.
渐渐的我们就,
And then slowly, brother Ni realized this small is even greater than great.
到1930年的时候，他就在福州去世。
And in 1930, that he passed, she passed away in Fuzhou.
他去世的时候，几乎没有留下 没有任何的金钱。
That she didn't leave anything behind.
她身边只有两个，一位姐妹跟一位弟兄。
That there were only two people by her when she passed away.
她留下来一本的圣经。
And she left a Bible.
然后这本圣经她交给倪弟兄。
And she specifically instructed to leave this Bible for our brother Ni.
所以倪弟兄在上海接到这本圣经的时候，他在圣经里面发现了两句话。
So when our brother Ni received this Bible in Shanghai, that he discovered there were two paragraphs in the book.
一句话说，神啊，赐我一个毫无遮蔽和完全的启示，使我看清我的本相。
And one of the paragraphs is, Oh Lord, give me this complete and unhidden revelation that I can see myself.
另外一句话就是, 为我无所求, 为主求一切,
and another paragraph is, I want nothing for myself, and I want everything for the Lord.
所以当他为自己没有任何所求的时候, 他是这么的安静。
That when she asked nothing for herself, she was this quiet.
他没有任何的抱怨,
that she never complained.
他的一生让主来用,
that throughout her whole life, she was used by the Lord.
帮助了许多的弟兄和姐妹, 包括我们今天在座的,
that helped a lot of brothers and sisters, including each one of us.
当我们在生活的时候, 我们有许多的羡慕,
And when we are alive today, there are a lot of things that we envy.
那今天我们所羡慕的是什么呢?
And what kind of things are we envy about?
在教会中我们所羡慕的是什么呢?
And in the church, what do we look after?
那在第三章第一节里面，他有提到说，人若想要得 监督的职分就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
And in the 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "It is true, it is trustworthy statement. If any man aspire to be to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do."
这里有一个羡慕，是羡慕那个善工，讲的那种尊贵的。 或者是那个好的工作，那就是人要想要得监督的职事。And
here says, if something that you is aspire to do, it is the office of overseers.
我想这里讲到是监督的职分，而不是监督的地位。And
here we're talking about the responsibility of overseer, not a position.
我想今天我们在教会中。
And here in the church today,
今天并不是我们要拥有什么样的地位。
It's not about what title or what positions do you hold.
所以监督不是那个地位，神主要不是要给我们那个地位，神要告诉我们要羡慕，要想要得那个监督的职分。So
this once again is overseer. It's not about a title. It's about the responsibilities.
今天神所给我们的乃 是那个士的地位。
And today the Lord, what the Lord provide us with is the responsibility of yes.
而不是我们要有那个地位。
It is not all about the title.
就好像神说我们是圣洁的国度，是属神，是君尊的祭司，是属神的子民。这
And the Lord has already told us that we are His holy nation, we are His royal priesthood, we are His own people.
所以因为我们是，所以我们才有那个地位。
And because we are, therefore we have this statue.
就好像，比如说我们主日学老师。
And for example, Sunday school teachers.
我们并不是因为我有那个主日学老师的地位，我才是主日学老师。
It is not that we have the title of Sunday school teachers, Therefore, we are Sunday school teachers.
乃是因为我们是主日学老师，所以我们才有那个主日学老师的地位。
And it's because we have the sun. It's because we are Sunday school teachers. Therefore, we have this title of Sunday school teachers.
所以那个服事、那个职分，乃是因为我们是那个职分，所以我们才有那个职分。
And this service, this responsibility, is because we are. It becomes part of our life.
所以神所注重的乃是那个生命，不在那个工作。
And so what the Lord wants to emphasize is this life is not a work.
如果我们看见那个工作，我们就想要去安排那个工作。
So if we see that work, then we want to make arrangement for it.
所以我们如果看见那个生命，我们就想要得那个生命。
But if we see a life, we want that life.
我们才能够有那个工作。
Then we can do that work.
所以在三章一节里面说，人若想要得基督的职分，这是一个羡慕。这是一个很好的羡慕。再接着他就提到这个监督应该有的那个本本职生命。
So it says, if any man aspire to the office of overseer, then the fine work he desire to do, and the following paragraph talks about what the overseer shall do.
所以第二节他又提到做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人。接着许多的事情，许多的本的生命的表现。
So as he mentioned in verse 2, it says an overseer there must be above reproach, a husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, and the followings are everything else.
所以说不饮酒之事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财。
It says not addicted to wine, but gentle, peaceful, free from the love of money.
我们可能不会打人哦。
And we might not be violent and hit others.
但是我们可能会骂人。
But we will often criticize and criticize others.
我们可能在人的面前不骂人。
And often, if we don't criticize before man,
但是我们常常有时候会在背后骂人。
But we often do so in the back.
所以我并没有做好这个很好的榜样。
Therefore,
做父母亲要很小心。
Therefore, I have to admit I'm not setting a good example, but especially for the parents.
所以这还有提到要管理好自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
And also he says, one must manage his own household well.Keeping his children under control with all dignity.
第五节他说，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会。
And verse 5 it says, but if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God?
管理自己的家和照管神的教会，这管理跟照管，这是两个不同的字。
And manage and taking care are two different words.
所以我们不能够拿我们管理自己的家来管理教会。
So we cannot use the method of managing our own household and to take care of the church of God.
这里是用到中文是翻成照管。
And here, the Chinese translation translates to taking care.
这是非常好，中文字很美，照顾管理。
And the translation is really good. It says, it talks about taking care and manage.
同样的这个字在新约圣经里面只出现一次，一个地方。
And the same word here only appear another time in the entire Bible.
就是在路加福音第十章的34-35节。
And the other phrase is in the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 34 and 35.
讲到就是主耶稣讲的一个比喻。
And here, our Lord used an example.
那乃是有那个律法师问他说，我们应该做什么才可以承受永生
？It is when the law of teachers ask the Lord, now what shall we do to receive this eternal life?
所以主耶稣回答说，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力。爱主你的神，其他也相仿，就是要爱邻舍如己。
And the Lord tells him, the Lord told them that you have to love our Lord with whole heart, with all soul, with all mind, And with all strength, and also love your neighbors as your own.
所以他举的比喻就是说，有三个人，有一个人不，他举例有一个人被了强盗打了，丢在路边。
So he gave an example of there was men who were robbed by the robber, and case at the side of the road.
所以有三个人经过，一个是祭司经过了，他就走过去，就好像没看到一样。
And there were three people passed by. The first one was a priest, but he just walked by and pretend nothing happened.
另外一个利未人，他也走过去了，好像没看到一样。
And the second person was a Levite.And also passed by and pretend nothing happened.
有一个撒玛利亚人，他是一个外邦人，他看经过了，他看见了，他就照顾他。
But the third person is a Samaritan, that when he passed by and he picked him up and took care of him.
所以他就把那包受伤的地方包起来，把它包扎好，就照顾他，照应他。
So he bandaged up his wounds and took care of him.
第二天他把他带到旅馆，他把他带到旅社里面。第二天他拿出他的银钱来照给旅馆的主人，来请他照应他。
And the next day that he brought him to the hotel and gave the hotel owner some money and asked the hotel to take care of him.
所以这个照应就跟那个监督他要照应照管神的教会的事是一样。
So the take care here in the book of Luke is exactly the same as the take care as we saw in the first Timothy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人都可以有那个，我们每一个人都应该要想要得着那个监督的职分，我们能够照管弟兄姐妹。
And here, brothers and sisters, if we are aspire to be the overseers.That we need to take care of this responsibility of taking care.
可能别人看不见，但是你可能看见了。
And if others don't see it, but you do.
所以，当我们看见的时候，没有抱怨，我们就去做。
So when we see it, that we have no complaints, but go ahead and do it.
这就是照管神的教会。
And this is so-called taking care of God's church.
这是我们可以羡慕的。
This is something that we can envy, we can aspire to.
我们可以想要的。
That is something we desire.
这是我们在神的家中可以做的。
And it's something we may do in God's house.
再接着在第八节讲到执事。
And also in verse 8, it talks about the deacons.
我说做执事也是如此。
And it talks about being a deacon, you have to do this.
哦，我要再回去提到监督。
And here, we need to go back and talk about talk about overseers.
对不起，不是监督的地位，乃是监督的职分。
And it is not, once again, it is not a title, but the responsibilities.
在三章六七节讲到魔鬼的刑罚和魔鬼的网罗。
And in the verse six and also seven, it talks about the condemnation incurred by the devil and also his trap.
在神对着监督的职分有非常严重的提醒。
And the Lord has very stern reminders of how to be an overseer.
魔鬼所要受的刑罚，可能在那个至高至大的人中的监督身上、职分上面，要行那个审判的工作。
And it talks about that that for the condemnation incurred by the devil might take place, might happen to people who are conceited.
同时，那个恶者他也设下了各种的圈套，想要去欺骗的。
And also the devil set up a lot of traps, try to fool those people.
所以这是我们必须要提醒我们自己。
So this is something we need to remind ourselves.
然后再接着提到执事。
And then it talks about deacons.
执事也是如此。
And talks about deacons likewise.
到第十一节讲到女执事也是如此。
And verse 11 talks about women must be likewise be dignified.
事实上在第九节讲到那个女人的部分，他也讲到也是如此。
And back in verse 9, it talks about talks about being a woman is also likewise.
所以执事他也不是地位，还是一个职分。
And deacon once again is not a title, but it's a responsibility.
然后他那个职分还有带有那个做仆人的地位。
And also it's also a role of a servant.
所以这执事在圣经里面常常有时候也同样的字翻成做仆人或者是用人。
And so deacons in other translations often translate to either servant or slaves.
比如说在马太福音20:26，他就说：“你们中间谁愿为大，就要做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。”
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 26, it says, "It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant."
到约翰福音12:26，他说：“若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。”我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
And also in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 26, and he says, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
所以这个执事乃是众人的用人和仆人，也是神的用人，神的仆人，而且主在哪里。这个仆人就在哪里。
And the deacon is not a man's servant or slaves, but it is also God's servant or slaves. And wherever the Lord is, the deacon has to be there.
因为主在这里。
And if the Lord is here today,
主的仆人就应该在这里。
And the Lord's servant is here as well.
如果我们是主的仆人。
And if we're the servant of our Lord,
主在这里，我们就在这里。
And if the Lord is here, then we are here.
跟着主走，不是跟着人走。
And we walk with our Lord, but not with a man.
如果我们跟着人走，就不是主的仆人。
And if we walk with men, then we are not God's servant.
当然，他也后面也提到了一些在执事或者做仆人这件事情上面，这个人应该要有的本质和生命。
And also, as you can see the following paragraph and some following verses, that it talks about the responsibility of a servant.
比如说，他提到要存第九节，他说要存清洁的良心，固守真道。
And also the characters of a deacon.And for example, in verse 9, it says, "But holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience."
上次提到，上次真道在译本里面呢，也有些译本提到它是乃是要固守那个信心的奥秘。
And in other translation, it translates, "You have to hold fast to this secret of truth."
我们如何能够经历神的生命在我们里面呢？
And how do we experience God's life in each one of us?
常常我们就在服事之中，我们可以经历神的那个信实。
And oftentimes we can experience this in our services.
神的真实。
And God's His truth.
神的带领。
And His guiding.
如果我们都没有服事的话
，If we don't serve,
我们常常失去了很多很多神的祝福。
And we'll lose a lot of His blessings.
所以我要劝那个年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So I have encouraged the young brothers and sisters among us.
我们必须要羡慕那个服事。
That we have to be aspired to the services.
但是我们并不是要去做我们想要做的事情。
But it's not we want to do what we wanted to do.
乃是主在哪里，我们做就在哪里。
It's when the Lord is there, and we are there to serve with Him.
我们就可以经历那个信心的奥秘。
Then we can experience.We can experience this faith with a clear conscience.
也就是神，他那个神工作的那个奥秘，或者神工作的那个美妙。
Then we can experience this mystery, and we also can experience, we can taste this beauty.
当我们一经历的时候，我们就抓住了，我们就固守在我们那个神的带领里面。
So when we experience, then we hold fast to it.
所以他这里提到执事有几个生命是不可以一口两舌，或者也提到说不可以说谗言。
And here, it talks about we cannot double tongue, means that we cannot we cannot be double tongued, but we can we also cannot be malicious gossips.
要有节制。
And also, we have to be temperate.
要有信忠心。
And we have to be faithful.
还讲到我们要先受试验。
And also we have to endure the temptations.
也就要有审查。
That means that we need to be examined.
而不是别人叫我做什么，我就是什么，我就要做什么。
It's not we do what other people told us to.
我们乃是到了什么样的地步，做什么样的事情。
It is we do whatever we are entitled or whatever our positions tell us to do.
有时候我们担心说，像神都不在做事情。
And oftentimes that we are concerned about worry that the Lord is not doing anything.
如果我们相信他，神就会做他的事情。
But if we believe him, that he will do what he wants to do.
所以神的家当如何行？在神的家当如何行？
So how do we behave in his house?
神是那见证的，神的教会是神见证的所在。
The God's house is the house of testimonies.
神在每个地方都有他的工作。
That wherever he is, that he has work to do.
神在本地有本地的工作。
That here he has his work here.
我们乃是在本地的工作，神的工作里面尽那个我们所当尽的职责。
That we do what we do what we are responsible to do. We do what we need to do, regardless where he in this place today.
有那个本地的神要在本地所要建立的见证。
That here and locally that we have experienced his testimonies.
我们求主帮助我们把握那个机会。
That we ask our Lord to truly help to help us to hold on to this opportunity.
如果神帮我们摆在这一天，我们就一天尽我们应该做的事情。
So as long as the Lord give us today, that we will do whatever we need to do today.
我记得一个弟兄在我们中间。
And I remember there was a brother among us earlier.
他并不常常跟弟兄姐妹有一起的祷告。
That although he didn't have a lot of time spending with our brother and sister to pray.
他常礼拜天来聚会。
That he comes to Sunday worship.
但是在许多聚会里面，他没有办法参加。
But he won't be able to make to a lot of different gatherings.
我记得有一次我们在卫卓儿童服事的祷告里面。
So I remember there was one time that when we were praying for our Sunday school teachers, we were for Sunday school services.
突然他参加了。
And we saw this brother came.
我们在一起的有很好的祷告。
And then we had a very wonderful prayer time.
他在祷告里面，他向神说，他感觉到非常的软弱，不知道该怎么做。
And in his prayers, he told our Lord that he feels he's so weak that he didn't know what to do.
我非常感谢主，这位年轻的弟兄，他可以在他心里面有这个渴慕，也看见自己的不足。
And I want to give thanks to our Lord that this brother that he knows what he lacks of.And also he knows what he needs to do.
我也感谢主，刚才有机会能够，我也求主帮助弟兄有更多的机会能够一起的服事。
And also I want to give thanks to our Lord that he is able to provide more opportunities for this young brother to serve with us.
不到三个礼拜，三个月，神就把他带到别的地方去。
And 3 months later, that God led him to somewhere else.
我们就没有办法在一起的服事。
That we couldn't be together anymore.
自然神有他的美意，带领他在别的聚会或许应该有他的服事。
That the Lord had His will that He will guide him in other gatherings and to worship Him there.
但是在4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10，至少超过10年的时间，我们很少有时间在一起的聚会。
And for over 10 years that we didn't have a lot of time spending together.
我们要真的求主帮助我们把握机会。
That we truly ask the Lord to hold to these opportunities for us.
今天我跟硕豪站在这里。
And here I'm serving with our brother here.
硕豪要搬到香港去了。
And our brother is moving to Hong Kong very soon.
我不知道什么时候可以再跟他一起有交通。
I don't know when we will be able to serve together. And
随时可以有交通，但是不知道什么时候还有机会在一起服事。
And we may fellowship together in the future a lot of times, but.I don't know when will be the next opportunity for us to serve together.
求主帮助我们每一天在他的家中，我们做我们所应该做的事情。
And we ask our Lord to please help us to guide us and to help us to do whatever He wants us to do.
自然这也是包括我们在我们自己的家中，在我们学，在我们学校，在我们工作的场地。有主在的地方就是有神在的地方就是神的家。
And here, including our workplace, including our schools, wherever He is.This is God's house.
而两三个人在一起聚集，奉主的聚， 奉主的名聚集，主就在他们中间，就是神的家。
And as long as two or three of us, when we gather before, when we gather in His name, that it is God's house.
但是更重要的，神在这教会永生神的教会，在我们这样子聚集里面，神的地位，神是不是在这里得着的他自己的家
？And but more importantly, wherever we are, especially in His house, that His statue, His position, really determines that if this is God's house.
求主继续恩待我们。
And we ask the Lord to have mercy, on us more.
在这个本地，我们可以成为主他所心意的所在。
And in this place that we can fulfill His will.
我们好不好？我们可以一起祷告。
May we have a word of prayer together?
主，我们感谢你，让我们每这样软弱、实在有许多的亏欠的人，我们能够聚集在一起，称为是你的儿女。
Lord, we thank you that although we are weak, for you gather each one of us that we can become your children.
主，继续的帮助我们，恩待我们。
That Lord, you have mercy on each one of us.
祝福我
and bless us.
主，让我们在一起能够真实能够成就主你自己的心意。
That here may we fulfill your will.
成为你的见证。
And also become your testimony.
主，我们只有把我们心里所想望的仰望在你面前，求主一一的祝福。
That Lord, what we are hoping that we come before you and to become your blessing.
我们感谢主，靠主耶稣基督圣名。
That we thank you and we pray in your name.
Amen.